Well, before this month slips away, we want to recognize that this is Men's Health Month. Hi, I'm Mike Slaman, and welcome to Teeth Talk. Today we're going to talk about issues that men have to be aware of, particularly in regards to their teeth, mouth, and gums. Dr. Ashley Mann is with us from Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry, three offices, Cary Garner and Fuquay Varina. Online, you can reach them at smileman.com, the smile, MANN.com. Dr. Mann, I hope you're doing well.
I am on this last Sunday in June. Hope you're doing well.
I am, thank you. And this being Men's Health Month, where do we want to start?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the number one cause of death in men, and that is heart disease, okay? And most people don't realize, and most men don't realize, that heart disease starts in the mouth. And what causes heart disease is bacteria that lives around your teeth, travels through your bloodstream, and it sets up shop on the inner lining of your aortas, your arteries, your veins, and your heart. And that is the start of heart disease. Your body knows that those bacteria are bad, and so it sends out like a soapy-like substance to try to smother that bacteria. Well, whenever you eat something that is high in fat, when you eat that fat, it turns it to lipids, and those fats and lipids follow in your bloodstream, and they pass by that soapy substance and attach to that soapy substance. And that's the beginning of what we call plaque buildup. And as that plaque continues to build up, it closes off your arteries and your veins, mostly your arteries, which reduces blood flow, and which ultimately leads to a heart attack and heart disease. So it's very important to start. I like starting with that because heart disease is the number one cause of death in men in America, and women too. However, the number one disease that causes it in America and is classified as a disease is periodontal disease. And periodontal disease is that bacteria that we talked about that lives around your teeth and the tartar buildup around your teeth. And if you don't come into the dentist on a regular basis, get that tartar removed and that bacteria reduced, then it increases your risk for heart disease.
Speaking of periodontal disease, are men more likely to get this as opposed to women?
You know, it's hard to say because it's about 50-50, really. Periodontal disease can be genetic, but it also can be from negligence in your environment. Those who have a genetic disposition for it, they have the gene for it, they will tend to lose their teeth a lot quicker from not visiting the dentist than someone who doesn't have the gene. But men typically avoid coming to the dentist, just like they avoid going to their primary care physician. So we see that a lot more often in men, even though, because they don't visit, we're not sure as often as women. We're not sure if that's the case, but if I had to predict, I would think it's probably a little bit higher percentage in men than women.
This is really serious stuff because someone who has had any dental issues, particularly losing a tooth, may not know that this is caused by something very, very serious.
Exactly. You know, it's a silent killer. You don't feel periodontal disease when it's in your mouth because it doesn't really hurt. It doesn't hurt like a cavity. A cavity, you'll get some sensitivity to hot, cold, sugar, things like that. And then if it gets deep enough, your tooth will start throbbing, and you'll get an infection in your tooth. Even though periodontal disease is an infection, it's an infection around your tooth, not in your tooth. So you don't really get a lot of pain. You can have sore gums, or you might see bleeding when you brush your teeth. But you don't get that throbbing pain that you'll get with cavities. So a lot of times it goes unnoticed, especially someone who's not visiting the dentist. And it advances differently on people, but the longer you avoid the dentist, the quicker it advances. And, of course, yes, like you said, The ultimate is you lose your teeth, because with periodontal disease, your body knows that your teeth are causing that bacteria that is bad for your body. So what does the body do? It responds by eating the bone away. And then as that bone deteriorates, your teeth become loose and you lose them.
You're tuned to Teeth Talk with Dr. Ashley Mann, and I'm wondering, does periodontal disease affect other organs? How about the prostate?
You know, there has many connections to prostate, but there has been connections to other cancers, increased blood cancers. There's also been a recent study, several studies, showing the increase in Alzheimer's disease. They did a big study post-mortem on about 88 patients. And they did a study to see if there was any kind of toxins or bacteria in the brain that could have caused the plaque buildup that we see in the brain, or protein buildup. But what we know is that a lot of bacteria, it's very hard for bacteria to cross the blood-brain barrier, but toxins can. And so what they found was there's a specific toxin in all 88 of the postmortem brains that they evaluated. And it was specific to a certain bacteria called Porphyromonas gingivalis, or PG is what we call it in dental. And it releases a toxin. And that toxin can cross the blood-brain barrier and increase the buildup of protein. So what they're trying to do is investigate if they can create a vaccine to prevent Porphyromonas gingivalis and study some of the other bacteria that causes periodontal disease to see if they can create a vaccine to prevent those toxins from occurring by decreasing the amount of bacteria.
Thanks for joining us on Teeth Talk today, here every Sunday at 4:30 on WPTF. And our show is available on demand at WPTF.com and available wherever you get your podcast. You're tuned to Teeth Talk on WPTF, FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. News, talk, traffic. Back here on Teeth Talk, focusing today on mouth and dental issues that affect men. And I'm assuming that men who chew tobacco could be open to oral cancer, right?
Yes, tobacco chewing, and of course, smoking as well, cigars, can increase your risk for oral cancer significantly. And we see a greater increase in men with oral cancer because of those habits than we do in women. And it can be very deadly. Squamous cell carcinoma, if it gets into the later stages, is very, very hard to treat and very, very debilitating. As in, you know, a lot of times it starts in the tongue, or if it gets into the bone, you know, the tongue has to be removed, the jaw has to be removed. So it can be one of those things that can be very disfiguring and change someone's lifestyle. So it is very, very important. In our office, every year we do a light exam with a blue light, is basically. And what a blue light does is it'll pick up precancerous cells in someone's mouth, dysplasia. And if we see that dysplasia, then we can take a closer look and see what's causing it. Sometimes dysplasia is caused by, you know, just biting your cheek or eating something hot that burns your mouth. But if we bring the patient back within 2 weeks, and if that dysplasia is still there, it turns up black, it looks black in a blue light, then we have to pay closer attention to it. You know, do a brush biopsy or a regular biopsy to make sure. But it's very important, especially if you're a smoker or use chewing tobacco or dip or any of those. Even the new Zens, I would suggest that I highly recommend that you get that diagnostic light at least once a year.
What are the early symptoms of oral cancer?
Usually oral cancer will show up without any pain at first. But as it gets bigger, you can get ulcerations. You can get white lesions that you can see in the mouth. But I would say the majority of people that we diagnose it on do not have any symptoms. So that's the scary part. But once you get symptoms, usually like large growths that you recognize, or you start getting a sores, one of the most common places it starts is on the side of the tongue. A lot of times we'll see ulcerations on the side of the tongue. When it gets to that point, and most of the time it's in a later stage, which can mean disfigurement.
Dry mouth, another problem that men have a problem with. Do you see this often at the office?
Absolutely. Dry mouth is one of those cases. There's Sjögren's disease that creates a decrease in the amount of saliva. It also causes dry eyes as well. We see that in those people with that disease. But one of the things that we see it in is with common medications. So common medications can dry out the mouth. When your mouth dries out, it increases your risk for decay. I always tell people your saliva is a defense against decay. The reason for that, it puts a film over your teeth and it keeps plaque from adhering. And that plaque is the bacteria that lives in your mouth. It keeps it down. So the more saliva you produce, usually the less decay you have. But when your mouth dries out, then it increases your chance for decay due to the amount of bacteria in your mouth.
So this could be something like high blood pressure medicine?
Yes, high blood pressure medications, some autoimmune medications, radiation and cancer medications can dry out the mouth. So there's quite a few out there that can create that.
So how do you treat dry mouth?
Well, one of the easiest things you can do is I tell people to coconut oil, to use that at night. They can use it in the morning as well, but after you brush your teeth, floss, and you take coconut oil, and it's almost like a solid. It looks almost like lard or Crisco, but let it melt in the mouth and dissolve, and then rinse it for a good 2 to 3 minutes. And what that does is it coats the cells in your mouth, and it coats your teeth, and it keeps the bacteria down so that it doesn't adhere. And it also keeps you from having that feeling of dry mouth where your lips stick to your gums and your tongue feels really thick. It does decrease those symptoms as well. There's also biotin. Biotin is a great over-the-counter product you can buy. It's almost like a rinse that you use after you brush your teeth. Some people have success with that. There's some gums like Spry, which is a gum that you can use. They also have a spray. And then there's also a medication that you can take. Some people have good luck with that medication. Some people don't. But those are the things that I recommend for people with dry mouth.
We have one more segment coming up on dental issues that affect men here, as we're having a special show here on Men's Health Month. This is Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann from Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. And you're listening to WPTF and WPTF.com, News Talk Traffic. Good dental practices can help a lot of things we've talked about today. I'm curious, are women better at flossing and brushing teeth?
No, I think a lot of men do well at brushing and flossing, and I think it's yeah, we have a little bit of both. I would say teenagers are the worst, but no, I feel like they do brush and floss. I think the one thing that they probably missed their 6 month recare more than anything else.
And that's vitally important.
Yeah, your 6 month recare is very important. That's how we detect decay. That's how we detect periodontal disease, cracked teeth that might be fractured. We can see the cracks before your teeth break. We look for oral cancer. There's all these things that we look for. So yeah, every 6 months, the longer you extend that past 6 months, the greater your risk for gum disease, and also for the decay, if you have any, getting deeper. If we catch it in that very small stage, we can treat it with fluoride treatments and not have to do fillings or crowns. But if that doesn't occur and someone extends it out, then it usually leads to root canals, crowns, expensive and more invasive in treatment.
And you know, no deference to any of my former dentists, but
yes.
Your exams are particularly thorough. You include a meticulous exam assigning numbers to each tooth. What do those numbers mean?
So when we put a number of teeth in, the numbers that you hear, that is our hygienist checking around your teeth the depth of your gums. They basically measure how deep your gums are. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, if you have gum disease, then your depths will be greater. So healthy depths are 1, 2, and 3. Anything above 3, we have to start considering that a person has the beginning stages of periodontal disease and possibly bone loss. So that's why those numbers are so important. That's what we use to basically the primary thing that we use to diagnose periodontal disease.
And you really shouldn't, when you brush your teeth, it shouldn't bleed.
That could
be a problem, right?
Yeah. Bleeding is a sign of gingivitis, which is the first stage of periodontal disease. Now, if you haven't been to the dentist in a long time and you have periodontal disease, you can bleed and have severe bone loss and not know it.
I guess you see a lot of tooth trauma for men, particularly those involved in sports, right?
Yes, dental trauma is very common, and I do see it more in males than females, although you know females are prone to it because they play sports. But the biggest trauma we see is from non-contact sports, because most contact sports, they're wearing some kind of mouth protection. It's usually basketball, soccer, any of those types of sports, even baseball, where you think, hey, I'm not in a contact sport. I'm not going to knock my teeth out. But it's very easy if a baseball hits in your front teeth, you know, a soccer ball or a knee or an elbow in basketball. All these things I've seen in my practice. And it's avoidable if someone wears a sports guard. If by chance it does happen and you're not wearing a sports guard, the best thing to do is to get to the dentist right away, especially if you knock a tooth out or if you knock your front teeth loose. The quicker you can get to a dentist, the greater the chance that you'll save them and not have any problems.
Another issue that could affect men is clenching and grinding of the teeth, leading to TMJ and other issues as well.
Yes. So clenching and grinding causes increased force on your joints. And those joints sit right behind your ear. And every time you clench down, you're pushing that joint up into the socket. And then over time, the joint will get inflamed. And so that inflammation is what we call TMJ. Now, there's also overuse of your muscles when you're clenching. And that some people associate that with joint disorder, or we call it muscular disorder, because usually it's your muscles and ligaments. So you can get a joint disorder, but you can also, you know, hurt your upper neck by clenching too much. So those who have an upper neck ache constantly, they should think that they might be clenching at night or grinding. Those are the things that we see. But long-term clenching can be a problem, not just for TMJ. It can also cause an increased risk for fracture on your teeth. It can cause your gums to recede up on the top and down on the bottom. And, of course, as you mentioned, the deterioration of your joint over time, if for some reason you do it for a long period of time. The other thing that we see is sometimes it can cause resorption of your teeth if you're a really heavy grinder. And what that is your body starts resorbing the tooth because you're putting too much pressure on it. And we see that occasionally. But a lot of what we call external resorption or internal resorption can be from trauma, but that trauma can be from clenching your teeth. So it's always good if you think you're clenching, you're having those upper neck aches, you're having a lot of headaches, you're waking up with sore jaws, to get some kind of night guard made by your dentist to prevent you from grinding, not to protect your teeth, but to stop your clenching and grinding.
So what are your final thoughts as we wrap up the show on Men's Health Month?
Yeah, one of the things that we see a lot with men is sleep-breathing disorders. We also in our office, we screen for that. And sleep-breathing disorders like sleep apnea, and that's due to a narrow airway. So we also screen for that, which can increase the risk for cardiac events, strokes, and many other things that they're associating that with, lack of sleep, depression, all these things. But the biggest take is, as a man, you know, we do tend to avoid doctors. But remember, your health is the most important thing. If you don't have that, then you can it can be very expensive, but it also means you might not live the life that you want to live. So be proactive. Go to your general physician. See your dentist every 6 months, and try to tackle any problems you have head on immediately and not put them off, because putting them off can be deadly and cause a lot of pain and be very expensive.
I encourage you to make an appointment with Dr. Mann. Dr. Mann's offices of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry are in Cary, Garner, and Fuquay, Varina. The number to call, 919-462-9338. And you can also reach them online at smileman.com. That's smile, MANN.com. What are we going to talk about next week?
We are going to talk a little bit more about periodontal disease. We mentioned a little bit today. We're going to talk about the treatment of it and some other risks associated.
We'll look forward to that next Sunday at 4:30 right here on WPTF. For Dr. Mann, I'm Mike Slayman, and you've been listening to Teeth Talk. Keep smiling.